Now, this is just my opinion as a porn connoisseur, but you know incognito mode, right? They need to have an opposite version of that for all the masturbators that, you know, want their little private sex life by themselves to be exposed. And, you know, I think they should call it outcognito mode just because I'm not that creative. You know, with outcognito mode, it would start by, like, putting all your personal information into it. You know, just have a section, you know, put as much or as little information as you want. You can put a fake name if you want. But, you know, everyone will know you as that name. So you have to choose wisely. They allow you to change it. But if you put your legal name, then it's locked in forever. You know, they have one of those systems where you can do like a verification of your ID. They do a face scan. It's really invasive. You know, they just record everything about you. You can put in your weight, your height, and you can change those as time goes on. You know, maybe you get heavier, maybe you get lighter. You know, just the most accurate information. You know, you can connect this to your smartwatch. That way, like, they can tell, like, your heart rate. They can tell when you're watching porn and all that stuff. So, of course, it would be similar to sort of just tracking you. Very Big Brother sort of fantasy. And, you know, once you got all your information in, you know, they'll say, welcome to Outcognito. We'll expose all of your porn watching, if you watch any. And, you know, this would most likely start as a deterrent for people that are addicted to porn. You know, adding that shame factor in there, that public shaming factor, it would connect to your social media accounts, and, you know, it would post all the porn you're watching, or post your porn history for the day if you watched a lot of videos. Maybe make a slideshow of all of the porn that you watched, all the ones that you liked. Put a top 10 list of all the porn that you watched, the ones that you lingered on the most. And just kind of expose it to any and every social media account, every professional social media account that you've ever had. And even for accounts where you're not even that active anymore, they'll just post it. They don't really care. It's just kind of like a shotgun method where it just goes everywhere. They just want everyone to know that you're watching porn. You know, and maybe even add a text, your headshot right next to the pornography in question. It would say, have you seen this man, this masturbator? And then put on the porn. It's like, because he watched this. And, you know, that's basically it. You know, they just expose you for all the nasty stuff that you're into. You know, no fetish that you watch would be hidden, because, you know, like, if you Google it, you'd have to just log into outcognito mode before you even get to watch porn. You could watch porn on someone else's account, but, you know, that exposes you to more people. The outcognito mode wouldn't even have to do anything if you looked at porn on other people's devices, you know, because then the person would know what porn you're watching. So it would actually encourage you to sort of expose your porn addiction elsewhere to willing participants. And, you know, that's just for the regular tier, you know, the free tier. There would definitely have to be Outcognito Plus, or, you know, a paid version of this browser extension. So, you know, it would save everything that you watch, just in case you want to watch it again. You know, kind of encourage you to watch the same video over and over again. That way, like, it'll kick you of your porn addiction. That's why it would be designed to encourage you to watch just one video. And that way, you know, you don't expose too much about yourself. You don't expose your kinks to anyone. If you just watch one porn video, you know, then that top 10 list will just be one video. You know, people won't see as much. So it would definitely encourage you to watch the same videos again if you paid for the extra fee. But, you know, then after that, people would probably start believing that that's the only thing that you're into, which would be hella weird as compared to being like all kinky and stuff if you were just watching one video on loop. But of course, you know, because it is a premium payment, most likely they would put it on their streaming like platform. You'd be able to see all the other types of masturbators that were addicted to porn. They would be on just like a website somewhere. It would just have a live stream of your porn browsing, And you know, it would be only anytime you watched porn. So like your name would come up and light up as an active user if you typed in any porn or anything that you found arousing. And you know, maybe you have a really niche fetish and you know, the outcognito mode would pick up on that. It would just notice that you're staring at this one particular image for too long, and the outcognito mode would just turn on and just out you to everyone, just as porn addicted, like fucking idiot, just baiting to non-porn content because you're that addicted. Even for suitable for work stuff, you know, they'd be able to find out because, you know, they'd have eye tracking software. So they'd see how your pupils dilate if you were looking at something. It could be like if you have a food fetish, if you have a sort of like softcore fetish, if you're watching just Olympic athletes or something like that, something very suitable for work. They know that you're being aroused by those odd things that people wouldn't understand if, you know, they saw you watching them. But, you know, they'd put that on the screen and then put your name and then put this person blank thinks that this is porn. And you know that they'd convince the public that you're watching porn, even if you were just like shopping online or something like that, or if you were just like browsing social media or something like that. You know, they'd say that you're watching porn right now, and you know, people would be inclined to believe it because that's what outcognito mode is for. It's to expose all these porn addicts to the public. And, you know, of course, they would have at their headquarters just a billboard of just porn users, just kind of shaming them publicly, putting all their kinks on display, putting a list of their kinks, putting stuff about, you know, your sexual depravity as you're interested into all these things. And, you know, just have a long laundry list. You know, any person that ends up on the billboard, they're one of the top porn consumers in the country. Maybe even in the world, if the browser extension goes global and they just show all these porn users across the world, the top fucking 100 porn users on that billboard, just so that everyone knows, who's addicted to porn, who to stay away from, because, you know, they might get you addicted to porn. And, you know, you may look at the billboard just out of curiosity and you'll find out that you live right next to a fucking porn addict or something like that. And you just look up online, you'd look up the porn addicts near me, the nasty porn addicted freaks within